Hi guys, thanks so much for tuning in to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. You are listening to my 5-Minute Friday podcast, and this is Dr. K. Duray-Raj. I'm a facial plastic specialist, and I'm here in Southern California, and you can find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to my 5-Minute Friday, a little quick tips for you on how to take care of acne scarring. So one of the most common questions that I get as a facial plastic surgeon is on acne scarring. And I think that acne is such a difficult problem that when you get it as a teenager, if you have it as a teenager, please, please, please attack it and have someone take you to see a dermatologist and have it cleared up. Because the acne scarring can be so, so much more damaging both to your confidence and your psyche, so much more damaging than just the acne itself. The sooner you attack your acne, the less likely you are to get scarring and the more likely you are to have a good outcome. So even if you're just a 13-year-old breaking out, if you're a 20-year-old who's breaking out, if you're an adult who's getting adult onset acne, please don't ignore it and please don't cover it to death with makeup. It needs actual treatment. So I guess number one thing in terms of treating acne scars is prevention. If you're someone who's getting lots of breakouts, we need to stop that cycle of active breakouts. And we need to do that with a great wash, a great prescription-grade acne treatment plan. You can find those on my website. And there I have a great acne kit. It's around $50. It's 4 steps. It's amazing. But don't wait till you get lots of scars, please. Number two on my list of things you can do for acne scars is a bleaching cream. So if you have brown patches from picking your scabs and squeezing your pimples, no problem. We all do that. It does leave pigmentation if you have a hyperpigmenting tendency. So we have a really great bleaching pad and bleaching lotion. Hydroquinone is one of the top ingredients known for bleaching that is extremely, extremely effective at reducing brown spots. You do have to commit to it. You do have to use it for 8 to 12 weeks consistently, and you do have to use a good sunscreen with it. But if you can get yourself on a regimen with hydroquinone, with bleaching pads, bleaching lotion, you're going to be really very happy with the degree of lightening of those brown spots that you're getting. Just remember, commit to sunscreen to go with it. The next thing you can do that's easy, let's say your brown spots are not quite as severe, but you do notice some mottling of your skin and discoloration, definitely start using vitamin C. So vitamin C has the benefit of treating acne scars because, number one, it builds collagen, and number two, it's a really great brightener. It does lightly bleach those brown spots, and it's such a good, healthy thing for your skin to do. So vitamin C, I have an excellent one. It's a facial oil. It's not greasy. It does not cause breakouts, but it provides enough moisture to the skin, and it delivers 15% vitamin C, which is an extraordinary amount that you just cannot get in the over-the-counter products. Next thing we can talk about is microneedling. So if you want to jump up from those topicals, so we talked about reducing your breakouts, lightening your brown spots, using good vitamin C, also lightening. Next thing is let's build some collagen from the bottom up. Many times acne will leave depressed scars, pitted scars, pockmark areas, and irregular contour of the skin. And microneedling treatments are excellent for this. So that's a treatment where we use titanium microneedles that your face is numb, you don't feel a thing, but you're getting hundreds of little microperforations across the skin. It's not very traumatic, not much downtime, and microneedling creates a burst of an injury in a controlled fashion. Your body has to repair injuries with collagen production, so that's going to give you a nice extra padding in those deep depressed contour areas of acne scars. Microneedling does not work right away. It is going to take several treatments. Probably every 2 months you do a treatment. Got to be consistent. I would recommend 3 to 4 treatments to see great results, but each time you come, you're going to get improved amount of collagen and improvement in the scarring and the smoothness and evenness of your skin, as well as the size of the pores. Next step would be maybe doing a topical chemical peel. So you have the idea of improving collagen from below for the depressed contour areas. And next is the idea of brightening the surface skin with a chemical peel. Chemical peels are amazing both for ridding the skin of that bacteria-laden, pockmarked skin, It takes off the top two or three layers of damaged skin, and it really, really brightens. It is definitely going to clean out those pores. You have to remember that bacteria takes up house and lives kind of symbiotically within your pores and, you know, lives off your pore oils. And when you do a nice clean out like a chemical peel, you will definitely see some brightening and some improvement in your acne. Sometimes a peel can bring underground acne up to the surface, but that's all part of the process of getting better. So definitely think about peels. Do a series of peels, probably one every 4 to 6 weeks. And if you do about three of those, you'll see a really dramatic improvement in your contour, in your skin quality, the tone, and the clarity. Lastly, use an anti-inflammatory ingredient. Something with green tea is very beneficial. It definitely will help to reduce inflammation around the very hot spots. Sometimes people have very red, very irritated acne type face. And that's definitely possible to calm down with anti-inflammatories, including using green tea products, using products with salicylic. Those all help to calm inflammation. And lastly, don't forget to come see me, because as a plastic surgeon, I can definitely help you with filling acne scars with filler. We use 1 year filler, 2 year filler, Sculptra, which builds long-term collagen. But when you have a lot of depressed scars, you can instantly fill those with filler. And there you have it. Those are some things you can do top down. Don't forget to try. Prevention is the most important, using a great face wash, using a great acne kit. You can find a lot more information on my website. If you're interested, check it out. It's www.beautybydrk.com, D-R-K-A-Y. And my Instagram, the same name, Beauty by Dr. K. And thanks so much for tuning into my 5-Minute Friday. And you can learn more on my Tuesday podcast. Stay beautiful.